Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Daled talks about a bunch of different things that are permitted, even though you might have thought that they were asur on Shabbos. Nosnin tavshil l'so chabor b'shvil shtehe shamur. You are permitted to put a pot of food into a dry pit to keep it cool. You want to move it out of the sun, and so if you put it into a pit, it's going to be in the shade, and that will keep it cool on a hot day. And you don't want, want the food to spoil. Of course, in the time of the Mishnah, there was no refrigeration. So you want the food to stay cool. And therefore, you're allowed to put it into the pit. Why would you think you couldn't put it into a pit? Because we might have thought that there would be a gzera that you might smooth the floor, ashwe gumos. We've talked about before a couple of times that under certain circumstances, we are concerned that you're going to smooth out the floor and kind of fill in the holes and flatten the floor so that it's nice and smooth and things don't fall over and people don't trip. That would be a tolda of choresh. And so in many circumstances, the Chacham made a gzera that you can't do something because you might end up flattening the floor. We're not so concerned about if you're going to put a pot of food in on the bottom of a pit that you're going to go flatten the floor. And therefore, you're allowed to do it. Obviously, you have to be careful not to flatten the floor. That's the whole point. You can't flatten the floor to make a nice flat place for your pot. But the Chacham aren't goes there that you can't put a pot there just so that you don't end up flattening it. A second case in the Mishnah is Vesamayim Hayofim Baraim Bishvil Sheitzanu. If you have a bottle of water, bottle of drinkable water, and you want it to cool down, so again, can't put it in the refrigerator, and there is a cool stream, but it's yucky, it's muddy, and it's just you wouldn't drink that water, right? But nevertheless, the water is cool, so you can put your bottle of drinkable water in the non-drinkable cold water in order to cool the water. Now, there's not a real chiddush here. There's no reason why you might think that is usur. The reason that this is even mentioned in the Mishnah is because of the following case, which does have a chiddush. And the following case is v'esatzonein b'cham b'shul sheichamu. You can take a bottle of cold water, and it's too cold for you. You're allowed to put it in the sun to warm up the bottle of water. And we're not gozer, there's no gezeira that maybe it will boil, right? We're not worried about bishul. So there's no gezeira of bishul, and therefore you're allowed to put the cold water in the sun. And that's also why the Mishnah mentions putting the warm water in the cold water, even though that's kind of obvious. Halacha number four, Misha Noshru Kelev Baderach Bamayim. If someone is traveling along the way, and of course we're talking about somebody who is within the Tchum, you can't travel too far on Shabbos, but if you are walking maybe from one village to the next village, which is less than 2,000 amos, in order to hear the shir on Shabbos, or in order to go to somebody's kiddush, right? So you're going, you're traveling a little bit outside the village, and you trip and you fall into the stream. So you got all wet. Your clothes are soaking wet now. So mehalech behem ve'eino choshesh, you are permitted to walk wearing, you're permitted to continue wearing your wet clothes. And we don't have to worry. What would you worry about? What would I be concerned about? Well, there are two possible things you'd be concerned about. Number one is we might be concerned about schita. We've talked about in the previous Mishnayos, and we're going to talk about in the next Mishnah, about the concern of something, a fabric having gotten wet. You can't squeeze out the liquid. And we'd be very careful to make sure that you don't end up in a position where you're going to have very wet fabric that you might squeeze out. And so here, the Mishnah says, we're not worried about this. You're allowed to continue to wear the clothes. We're not worried that you're going to squeeze out the water because you need to wear your clothes, and so we're not gozer here. You do have to be careful not to squeeze them out, but we don't make a gzera. The second thing you might be concerned about is that people might think that you did laundry and that you are now wearing the clothes that are freshly laundered so that they can dry in the sun as you walk. That is not such a silly thing to think, because it does perhaps look that way, especially, remember, no dryers, and that was how you would dry clothes that were washed, by putting them out in the sun. And we are concerned about what people will think, not because we think that that people will see you doing something that's forbidden and judge you unfavorably. On the contrary, our concern is that people will see you doing something that's forbidden and think, oh, well, I guess that's okay then. I thought it was forbidden. But if I see my good friend so-and-so doing this thing on Shabbos that I thought was forbidden, obviously it must be permitted because he would never do something terrible like that. And therefore, that's the whole idea of Maris Ayin. And so you might think that you can't continue to wear these wet clothes because people will think you just did laundry. And in fact, the halacha is that you don't have to worry about that. However, Higiel HaChatzar HaChitzona, once you get into the city to the outermost courtyard, meaning really the first place that you can safely remove the clothes, then you must remove them because of those two concerns, because of schita and because we don't want people to think that you did laundry. And so therefore, once you get to a place where you can safely remove your clothes and not be concerned about both of them, about them being stolen and also about you being insufficiently clothed in public, you should remove the wet clothes as quickly as possible. The Mishnah continues with the final halacha, Shotchan b'chama, and then you can lay them out in the sun to dry. Aval lo keneged ha'am, but not in public view. You can lay them out in the sun to dry, but it has to be in private where people don't see. Because if people would see you laying these things out in public, then again, as we said before, people would think that perhaps you did laundry, and perhaps that laundry is mutter to do on Shabbos. I didn't realize that, but such a wonderful, great Jew as so-and-so, as my friend over there, who is putting his clothes out to dry in the sun, so obviously that must be permitted. And that is Maris Ayin, and therefore it is forbidden. Now, the halacha does not follow this last piece, because this last piece says you can't do it in public because of Maris Ayin, but you could do it in private. The halacha actually is not like that at all. Rather, anything that is usur because of Maris Ayin is usur even in private, even in the innermost room of your own personal private house. The halacha is Maris Ayin is a general rule. Once we think that something is usur because people might see you doing it and it's Maris Ayin and they might reach the wrong conclusion, you can't do that even in private and even in a place where nobody could possibly see you. Once it's usur, it's usur.